The next day, I called the warden's office at Angola Penitentiary and asked an administrative assistant to do a record search under the name of Clarence Jr. Crudup. When was he here? The assistant asked. In the 40s or 50s? Our records don't go back that far. You'll have to go through Baton Rouge for that. This guy went in, but didn't come out. Say again? He was never released. No one knows what happened to him. Try Point Lookout. The cemetery? Nobody gets lost in here. They either go out through the front gate or they get planted in the gum trees. How about under the levee? He hung up on me. At noon, I walked past the whitewashed and crumbling brick crypt in St. Peter's Cemetery to Main Street and ate lunch at Victor's Cafeteria, then returned to the office just as the sun went behind a bank of thunderheads and the wind came up hard in the south and began blowing the trees along the train tracks. There were two telephone messages from Theodosia Flanagan in my mailbox. I dropped them both in the dispatcher's wastebasket. At 4 p.m. in the middle of a downpour, I saw her black Lexus pull to the curb in front of the courthouse. She popped open an umbrella and raced for the front of the building, water splashing on her calves and the bottom of her pink skirt. I went out into the corridor to meet her, feigning a confidence that masked my desire to avoid seeing her again. "Did you get my invitation?" she said, her face and hair bright with rain. "Yes, thanks for sending it," I replied. "I called earlier a couple of times." Two deputies at the water cooler were looking at us, their eyes traveling the length of her figure. "Come on in the office, Theo. It's been a little busy today," I said. I closed the door behind us. "If you can't come Saturday, I understand. I need to talk to you about something else, though," she said.
"Oh?"
"I've got a problem. It comes in bottles, not just booze. 6 months ago, I...